Big day today, according to the government, partially reopening the border by July 15th. You think, okay, that's good. If you got two vaccines, you don't have to quarantine. You just have to have to plan. You still got to take a test. Okay. That's good. Travel is tied to vaccination. That's okay. Two, lots of people getting vaccinated. We've hit the benchmark 75 and 20. 75 one shot, 22 shot. Okay. That's good. Like that. You're going to have a vaccine passport or proof of it. Okay, questions. What kind of proof? Will other countries accept the mix and match strategy? Why do we still need quarantine hotels when we've passed the benchmark that the advisory panel said we need? We don't have any transparent plan for phase two. When can people from other countries with two shots come to Canada? Let's bring in the Transport Minister, Omar Al-Ghabra. He joins us now. He was one of the senior ministers at the press conference this morning. Great to have you, Minister Al-Ghabra, on the program, and hope you and the family are well. Minister, there's a lot of questions today. The first one is, Canada has basically hit the benchmark of 75 one-shot, 20% two shots, but there's no plan for phase two. In other words, what's the benchmark for really opening the border for more people than just this partial reopening?
Good afternoon, Evan, and good to speak with you, and thank you for having me on your show. Today was an important announcement for those in the travel industry, in the tourism industry, in the aviation sector, and Canadians who either want to travel abroad or come back home. As you said, we've been encouraging Canadians to get vaccinated. We've reached a significant milestone, and that is fantastic, thanks to all Canadians who've lined up to get vaccinated. And I want to really encourage Canadians to go and line up and whenever they become eligible to get their second dose. Today's announcement, or from the beginning, by the way, we've been saying that our reopening for travel is going to happen in a staged approach. We need to be thoughtful, we need to be deliberate and responsible, and we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. So today's announcement was an important first step to adjust those measures. You're right, there's going to be phase two, there's going to be phase three, and those phases will come in time as we continue to see vaccination rates for second doses go up, as we see numbers of infections continue to come down, as we see the variants and the situation around the world adjust and hopefully improve, that's when we are going to announce our phase two in the coming weeks.
Right. But to be fair, Minister, you've already hit the benchmarks. And I just don't know why you haven't just told us what those benchmarks are going to be to hit phase two. They're sort of they're very fuzzy. I'll give you an example. I just spoke to Beth Potter. You said that this was welcomed by the travel and tourism industry. Beth Potter is the head of the Canada Tourism Association Board. And listen to what she just said, the Tourism Industry Association of Canada. She's the CEO. She just told me this about your announcement today.
I'm disappointed for sure. I think that, Friday's announcement was a bit of a gut punch. Today it almost is like a slap in the face, because we need more information so that our businesses can understand whether or not they've got any kind of a summer season this year.
Why not give these businesses, she says it's a slap in the face, an actual plan so they can say, okay, as of July 15th, if we have this hit these benchmarks, travelers from the U.S. and internationally who have two vaccinations can come. Why not?
Evan, look, the pandemic is not over. Canadians want us to be prudent and responsible, and we need to remain vigilant. I understand many businesses and many Canadians have paid a hefty price over the last 15 months or 16 months because of the pandemic. I recognize that, and it's painful, and that's why our government has been providing support to individuals and businesses. But we need to continue our vigilance. Our priority is the protection of health of Canadians. And the reason why
I understand that, but they just want a plan. Like, they just want to say, like, if we hit 75% one dose, 20% two doses, we were supposed to be able to do a lot more than we're allowed to do today. You guys are clearly saying, no, that's not 100% true. So I guess my question is, all the tourism board wants is, give us the actual benchmark plan so they can make a plan. There is no details on that. There are no details.
And look, Evan, I really recognize this anxiety. I do. And the reason why I can't give them and you a specific date is because there are still a lot of variables that are still unknown. And we've seen in other jurisdictions, in fact, Evan, we've seen other countries that were ahead of itself, opened up too fast, and now they are closing back down. That will not be in the interest of Canadians. That will not even be in the interest of tourism business and aviation sector. So that's why we need to be thoughtful and deliberate. I assure you, we take their feedback into control, and I can't wait for and I can't wait for us to fully reopen. And we are going to do that when it's safe, and we're going to do that.
But what's the bench? But like, how do we know when it's safe? I'm not asking exact date. I'm asking, doesn't the government have a benchmark plan to say, okay, now it's going to be 30% two doses and 80% one dose, and then we'll accept people who are doubly vaccinated who have the vaccine certificate? Like, why can't you just have...
I'll tell you why.
Yeah, okay.
I'll answer your question, Evan. Because if we say 50% two doses, but the variance is still rampant around the world, the other 50% a single dose is still not going to be enough. But if we are seeing a much better situation of the variants around the world, maybe we can do a better even reopening. So there are some variables, because we know that the variant, the first dose vaccine, does a good job. But with the variants, especially the Delta variants and other variants, we need to be fully vaccinated. So the sooner Canadians are fully vaccinated, the sooner we can adjust these measures.
Yeah, I mean, I will say, sir, respectfully, that the advisory science panels have given these things, so it seems like the government's not listening to them. But I have so many questions here, and I'm with the Transport Minister, Omar Al-Khabra. Minister, people have asked, what about people who cannot get vaccinated because of a medical condition? Are they ever going to be allowed to travel?
Evan, I can assure you that people with autoimmune disorder or other conditions are part of our considerations. And yes, we will announce further measures and how we can accommodate those individuals so they're able to travel.
Okay. Will Canada accept, for example, all vaccines that have been verified by the WHO? China has its own vaccine. The Tourism Association has a lot of tourists from China. Will Canada accept Chinese tourists if they are double vaccinated with their vaccine?
So as part of our phased approach right now, we are only accepting the four vaccines that have been certified and accredited by Health Canada. I acknowledge that in the future we may adjust that, and we will rely on the advice of public health and the WHO. But for now, we are only accepting the four vaccines who've been certified in Canada.
What about, I only have a minute here. I know people have to have proof of double vaccination. How will they be authenticated, and what functions as good proof?
So the way we use ArriveCan app, where travelers are expected to upload their certificate that they carry into the app. They will be guided once they arrive, if they don't know how to do it, by people who receive them at the airport. And the app will verify the authenticity of that certificate. Plus, we ask travelers to maintain the paper form that they have with them in case the CBSA officers or the public health officers need to verify it themselves.
Okay, Minister, I'm just hitting the break, and I know we have many questions. I really appreciate you joining us on a very busy day on the border. That's Minister Omar Al-Ghabra on that.